mediocrity defined as the quality or state of being mediocre.
Well, no shit. Thanks for nothing, Miriam and or Webster.
Okay, okay. Mediocre, of moderate or ordinary to low quality, value, ability, or performance.
Is he talking about how I go or how you gamble?
Wait a minute. Is this an oxymoron podcast? Happy hours are always awesome. They're never mediocre. You know what? Screw it. We've done 12 f***ing takes. The missus has called my phone 7 times, which means she's hit the bottle already pretty hard. I need to get home. 3, 2, 1. You're the best. It's time for another edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour, where anything is up for grabs. Golf, gambling, football, gambling on football, Plato's influence on modern culture. Hey, that's cool. My kids love Plato. Here are your guys, Millar and JSG. Good luck, fellas.
Thank you. I loved Hampton. He was a great running back.
We are live.
We are live. Episode 27, a very special Rodney Hampton episode for all of you people who know New York Giants running backs.
Which is not me, but
only me.
But luckily, our guest, Nikki Maz, owner of the Jugs, actually knows who Rodney Hampton is.
Yes, I do.
All right.
That's fantastic. I wish he had still on the team now. But dump the quarterback.
Giants are in trouble.
Gotta go. He's gotta go.
Is it bad when you actually think I got a better arm than that quarterback? I don't literally mean that, but I like it's a lot closer than it should be than NFL.
So opening question here.
Yes.
Will you be able to play wide receiver for the Giants this year because they don't have any? They are all injured. They need a wide receiver.
I don't think that's the problem.
Come through.
I think we have the running back. I think we're fine. I think you need it. The problem is the quarterback won't take a shot. He's a little pussy fairy ass, and he needs to be chucked. Is this a family show?
This motherfucker, he's going to fit right in.
Nikki, this definitely is not a family show. It definitely is not.
It is labeled explicit lyrics, yeah. So we are good to go.
I think one time we tried to get through one, and it lasted like 4 minutes before I started cursing.
Yeah.
And it was more just cursing. It was me like yelling fuck as loud as I can for about 20 minutes.
It's understandable.
It goes south real quick.
It's very frustrating sports.
Yes,
no
it
doubt
is.
About it.
Much like golf. Very frustrating, very humbling, and so I guess we kind of ruined the introduction, but here we are.
I thought the introduction was perfect.
No, I mean, we didn't ruin nothing.
Yeah. I think that was a great introduction, but I'll take my running back right now. The kid is my man. This guy's great, but we got to dump the quarterback.
No,
I mean, what in God's name?
I mean, the Giants have upwards of one good player right now.
Well, it's got to be the old man.
That
has all the clout because he should never be the quarterback there.
Over under game. When's their bye week? I think it's week 5 or week 6.
Around there.
So let's call it week 7.
Mm-hmm.
Starting quarterback for the New York Giants is.
Don't know. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Well, Daniel Jones.
I think he would have to be. Because I don't think they're going to tolerate this knucklehead. The fans in New York are going to run this guy off by the third week.
He's got 2 Super Bowls.
No, yeah, because we had the hat trick.
Yeah.
He threw it and stuck on top of the guy's helmet. He had Velcro.
All right. Is
David Tyree still in the league?
No. He lasts like 2 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, you make a helmet catch and it's over.
Yeah, they're fine in that division. That's the whole key. You know, what division are you in? I think they're okay. Dallas is...
Especially if Zeke holds out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those guys cannot right the ship over there. And they get in a dissension pissing contest over money.
I think that's our title. Dissension pissing contest.
I like it. Nikki, I'm gonna do you a favor. They play the Vikings week 5. We'll beat the Giants 41 donut to make up for the 2000 NFC Championship. That'll finally be Jones' time. Because you're right. I mean, I think they should start Jones right away, but they won't because the owner wants Eli.
I hear you, but I think that once we go out of our division, we don't have any problem with you guys. So I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I see a bet here episode 27.
I'll wait till it gets closer because we have a tournament the day before that game, and I'll take the Vikings minus whatever the fucking number is.
You got it.
Dropping it.
Let's
now.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh. I saw a handshake. Yeah. I saw $100.
So we'll figure out what it is. We'll figure out what Vikings are favored by at the Giants. I want to make sure that's clear. The Vikings will be favored at the Giants. And we probably win by 10, I'm thinking 41.
I think one of your problems are going to be that New York, when they look at the when they look at their film, just put a little Velcro on the helmets, and when Peyton Jr. starts launching the ball, stick to their helmets, is only going to win that game.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just so glad football's here. The Hall of Fame game's about to start. Football's not totally back, but we're so it's August 1st. We're finally so close.
It's enough back. It's enough back.
I'm already putting a sweater on, but only in my house because they put it on 59.
That's where we're at here.
Well, shit, I want to live in your house.
Okay, well, you got to talk to the dogs, the cat, and yada, yada, yada. You're welcome to.
Well, I mean, this is Mediocre Happy Hour. This is episode 27. We do talk about the Mediocre Golf Association. The jugs are here.
The jugs are here. They're
physically here. I mean, I would lift them. I have two. I suppose I can lift it.
Yeah, you can lift them. You've won them before. That is jugs on mic action.
That is the right jug of the jugs that was just happening.
Yeah, don't damage the left. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's your right hand, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right hand on the left jug.
That's smart there, Nikki. So, yeah, it's nice to have the champ here. I guess we've all had jugs in this room, but Nikki is the most latest jugs handler. So congrats, Nikki, on the W last tournament.
I appreciate that, but I'm still baffled by it. You tell me Matt won two of these?
Yeah, I won two.
Well, does that diminish the win? Or I'm just wondering.
Well, that's a really good question.
Wow.
Oh, no, Matt.
Oh, that's strong. That's strong.
No, that's a strong entry.
So one of mine is legitimate. The second one of mine, was that that wasn't with you, was it? So the first one was before we were a super legitimate league.
No, we were a legitimate league. We just had eight people.
Right.
Those count, damn it. They count. It's real to me, damn it.
Just like Ian's, you know, four championship is, you know, some say it's the most important, but, you know, we all know.
Wait, whoa. Ian won the four championship. Tell me what happened there. Refresh my memory.
Was it the he won some major? The least of the majors.
First of all, the four is not a major. It's a TPC at Sawgrass. Let's not get into that.
What we're playing on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what we're playing
well,
Saturday.
Well, he did win a major. You're right. Was that Quincy?
He won the MGA at Southwood. Yeah.
No, he won the MGA. No. Was Quincy. He won the FU Open at Southwood.
Whoa. You're saying Ian won a major?
He's won two.
Only two.
Was that before I started in this league? I know the one at Quincy. Did he win the one at Quincy?
Yeah, he won the one at Quincy.
I had to give up six strokes to the he's a hustling prick. The guy claims to be no stroke, but he can hit a I'm going to give you two examples. First of all, he can hit an iron 250 yards.
Trust me,
number
he tells
two.
Us.
Yeah, we know about that. 8 iron 180. Here it comes.
Yeah, the last tournament I was on number 11 at Southwood, which is 289 yards straight uphill. I'm standing on the green. His ball rolled up a foot from my ankle. He drove it to there.
You probably three-putted.
This is a guy, well, I wouldn't doubt that. But this is a guy that claims to be weak and I have don't charge any strokes against me. Got the crap ball up. Hustling prick. He's a foreigner. I think that we should check his card. I'm behind President Trump on this particular one. I would really like to see a little bit of background check on the man.
Well, I think he's got the anchor.
Though
baby.
I do appreciate him being El Presidente. Don't get me wrong on that part.
He's got the anchor baby, so it's gonna be tough to push him out.
I mean, you have a kid in America. You know, come to America, have sex, and you're good to go, right?
Well, I got to tell you something. You see me in the red, white, and blue here.
Big fan.
Because
yes.
I believe in America, and I think that he does too. But he probably had better cloth than my family did when it came back in 1918. We were throwing the slums in Little Italy. But
they didn't have Teslas back in those days either. So, you know.
No, you didn't get a... Yeah,
you get to show up in America, but you buy a Tesla, you know, it's all gravy after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Strong.
Nikki, don't worry. It's this next tournament, he'll get second. He'll keep his low penalty strokes and just keep kind of moving up the weight list.
Yeah, he'll be passive-aggressive about it.
I hear you, Joseph, but you have to hear me out on this. You and I rode together in the last one.
Mm-hmm. Not the last one, but one of them. But yeah.
No, at Country Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
He claimed it was raining too hard. We hung around. We hung around waiting for the rain out with our carts. We had two groups sitting there. We go, this lets up.
We're finishing.
We're gonna take this guy down. He blew the whistle, yanked everybody off the course, claimed the victory. So, you know, I don't know.
And let's to keep on this conspiracy theory, because he cut it short.
Conspiracy theory is no, so no, good.
But he
it's
shot
so good.
What he shot that day was a 79.6, which he rounded up to an 80.
He was going
to
DQ.
Yeah, he would have DQ'd. Ian always blows up on the back nine. Nope. And that's fine. But he would have DQ'd.
Hey, speaking of blowing up, I'm a little bit confused here. I don't really understand what this whole meltdown, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so I win this tournament, and I shot, I don't know what it was.
30, a badass, like 80, 82? Eight, no, you 81, shot an 80. 81.
But, well, hear me out.
We were waiting for you to DQ on the 18th.
Yep. Yes, but I shot a, let's say, a 38 or 39 on the front. Give me an example.
Yeah, because you were
I shot a 38 on the front.
Yeah, I'll pull
but
it
wait,
up.
Here, wait,
no, it
wait,
was.
No, no,
it
no.
Was.
No,
it
I don't
was.
Need to. I'm going to give... I have a question here.
About, well, that's part of this podcast. We're going to walk through your round. But yeah, come
thank
with
you.
It. Come
I,
with
I,
it. Come with it.
I appreciate that. I shot a 43 on the back. And I got the meltdown. He threw a ball, and he threw it pretty hard, like he was playing tennis, like he spiked it into my puss, and which I took offensive. But the fact that that was considered, I got the meltdown. I'm posted in the world to see. It's the world, our tournament, right? I mean, Perth, we got Australia.
Global money rankings.
It says Nick Mazzara, biggest meltdown, 43. I would take two 43s all day long. Who the hell is going to shoot 238s? If you do 238s, you're thrown off the tour. So what point is the cutoff of a meltdown?
I don't know, but Joe P. could throw 238s very easily.
Yes,
but that's because Joe P. is ten times better than all of us. Don't get me wrong. But my question is,
hustling
what is considered a meltdown? You shoot a 43 in the MGA. I think that's a great round.
Well, no, Ian's a stickler. It's not about nuance with him. It's a simple take the first one, take the second one. Who has the biggest?
What's
increase?
The differential? Okay, yeah. So
yeah. The differential front
he's
to back.
He's an engineer, Nikki. He's not going to think about the nuance of he actually shot a 38 on the front. He's only going to think about what was the number.
This is not NOM. There are rules.
Well, I believe in America. I understand that. This isn't the NOM, but I'm still curious to find out the difference. I don't care. I like the ball. I gave it to my granddaughter. We booted around the house. But I was just wondering how, if you go too low on your back nine, you're DQ'd. But if you go a number higher, you're melted down. You melt down.
I mean,
it's differentials.
Yeah. At the same time, Nikki, I would love to win a tournament where I melted down and I still won the whole fucking thing. Like that to me.
Hey,
is,
Joe, don't give me that crap. We already went through that.
I know.
You got me a Kalarn, you sons of bitches. I birdied the last hole to shoot an 80 to avoid, and I birdied it.
Yep.
To avoid a DQ. And I still lost the tournament.
Well, you're welcome, because I won that tournament. It was a great day.
I know it was a great day.
It was a fantastic day.
You were
day.
Jumping up and down high-fiving me. I go, why is this son of a bitch high-fiving me?
He goes, I just shot an 80.
He goes, I just shot an 80, and I birdied the last hole. You know what he does? He goes, because you just lost. He goes, it's drunk.
You're so gone. I just played one of the best rounds of my life, and
you're gone.
Yeah, and you're done. And it's gone.
But you can't beat the group of guys that we play with.
Mm-mm.
They're a freaking riot. And there isn't anybody in any of your pairings that you're not just going to have the best time with.
It's true.
I've not seen one guy in our group that is a bummer. Anybody that goes in any direction where they're pissed off. They don't cheer you on, no matter who's active. It's just an incredible group. I guarantee you. The rest of the country is not like the rest of the world.
I agree. Totally agree.
If the Tallahassee MGA had a number one cheerleader playing golf, he is sitting right here with us right now, and he owns the Claret Jugs.
The Bradish. The Jugs.
And we're happy to have you. Yes, you are the best cheerleader and best ambassador we have.
We are happy to have you on. I think I'm going to
thank you.
I'm going to start the champions interview right now.
Hardest handshake fucking ever.
Other than Adrian Peterson,
of course. Well, go cut your own switch.
Well, I will. I mean, it's if the kid talked back, he's got it coming.
Your ass.
He's got it coming. So,
you poop in your diaper.
First question of the champions interview:
yes.
Do you believe in America?
I do believe in America, yes, very much so.
All right, question two.
All right, good. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that was it. That was
all right, yeah.
So we always kind of walk. We kind of have a handful of questions that we walk through, and you know, since you're the champion, you have to answer.
Do we need to talk about the first non-OG? Although he's a one. Nikki is a 1A OG, I would say.
But yeah, he's for the next Seminole Cup. I think he's on the OGs, whether he likes it or not.
First non-OG this season to win a tournament. Which welcome, but again, 1A OG original gangsta.
I finally
brings one home.
I believe I had a question for you guys. You know, you brought up something about what's going on out in Las Vegas. That there's like a two-tiered kind of thing that's going on. I know you guys crunch numbers. How is it possible that we have such a great group of guys without changing closest to the pin and longest drive? Because anybody can do that in our group. It doesn't matter. You know, we're 30 right. guys, whatever we have. Any one of the
fucking
guys.
Chris Leedy stuck one to an inch of Heilman on a par three.
Yeah, that, there you go.
You know,
I mean, it's all
like
13th. Doable. But how,
hi, Chris.
Is it a possibility, and maybe not, that there's like a two-tiered system without losing the so the interest stays with part of our group, and but yet they're active across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of like what you guys were talking about, me and them doing in Vegas
at the World Championships.
Yeah, like there's a two-tier championship at numbers. If you crunch numbers, that the other guys' interests stay 100% into it. I understand Mayor Bogaitis has the red key. It's hooked on his keychain. He doesn't want to give it up. The only way he gives it up is not showing up. But Bogus, you know, that guy can outdrive you or hit closer to the pin.
Absolutely.
Right.
But yet his number, I'm just using him as an example. Don't get me wrong. He can't, not saying he can't shoot an 80. Like any of our guys could shoot in a low. Well, you know,
most
bippity boppity boop. But if there was a way to tier it that the interest stays fun within a group and then there's a second celebration of without insulting anybody.
Right. Well, I think that's what they're trying to attempt here is, so at the World Championships this year, so many damn people registered. There's the, I don't want to call it Premier League, that's a bad label, but you know, you win a tournament, you're in the top 10 of your chapter in the money list, you get to play at the, we'll call it the 1A course. If you don't meet those requirements, you're at the 1B course. I think they're kind of working on a separate kind of two tournament thing, one for the World Championship and one for the sub-World Championship.
I think more than anything, I think that tournament, for what you're saying, if it's something that we want to look in to see how the people react to it, that's a fantastic proxy for, like, an experiment, if you will. Like you know, just seeing how that goes and pay attention.
The reason why I brought that up, you know, we've had some cool off-the-chart wins and celebration that the rest of the world has seen you do. Marching down, pulling the scroll out, and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Piccolo was okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some grand things where we set
a lot of shit better than everybody else.
I think the rest looks at Tallahassee and gets a kick out of what we do. Doesn't mean we can't set a precedent to say, you know what, at the end of this round, this is what happened here, and then our second tier, just crunching numbers, which you guys, that's what you guys do, there's the other check goes here. And then
a little subcheck,
or is just as large, but just subcheck.
More recognition of the sub rounders.
Yeah,
no, I
agree. You don't want anybody to lose interest, and the guys are great, but you know, I mean, for instance, if you take KGB, that guy, how could you not have that guy in the middle of the mix and not laugh your butt off? And the guy's out there playing, but Tommy. They would like battle royale at another level too, and that gets into their playoff and a putt off at the end of a tournament as well.
So what I'm hearing here is the 80 to 93 players in one and 93 plus in another. You reward both just the same.
Yes, sir.
Love that.
And but never taking them out of the long drive and the closest to the pin. Everything is totally interactive, you know, with both groups. But Tell me that wouldn't be a roar and a putt off, you know, all stand of the right. green, everybody having a putt off.
Oh, winner of each group and a putt off for the actual win?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Tell me that wouldn't be just the ultimate incentive to have the other guys step full throttle.
Obviously, I think the next step would be to talk to everyone to see if that's something they'd be interested in.
Yeah,
you know, it's like we're not going to solve the world here having a handful of drinks.
Sure,
and,
sure.
But
are you
always
sure?
As,
I, so, not, I can try. We try every time.
Yeah, we do our best.
Oh, I agree. As a team, I say we throw everything out there, you know, and we look at it and then see if the guys are. I would think that would be a lot of fun to them. You know, I don't know why, and I'm not saying anything bad, but there's some players that want to be in the middle of it. How could you not want to be in the middle of this and enjoy and have an outing, but may not get to a certain number. But if that certain number is uh-huh. a group here within a group,
you're of the camp that the guys on the back end are going to lose interest and not want to do this anymore because there's guys shooting 20 strokes better than them, winning tournaments, and they can't compete.
Truly.
So, I don't know. I kind of think that's the vibe of the MGA in general. I don't want to say be a better golfer, but mm-hmm. I think that's what keeps them coming back.
Well, I understand, Matt, but another part of that is the fact that somebody has to take the lead on this thing. In Tallahassee, back right. to what I was saying about Joe coming down there and the scroll. I mean, get the frick out of the whole world saw that. You know, over in Perth, Australia, they're looking at Joe, hear ye, you know, pulling the scroll, the drummer and the fife coming down there. I don't.
It's Piccolo.
We set a precedent. So they'll take that and then say, well, I'll tell you, within our club, this is what we do because we want interest to remain there. And everybody's still a full part of the full swing, but we have a championship within a championship, and I think that
you're proposing that we are trendsetters
always on everything,
and we do an awful lot of things and set the trend for. I mean, we've got the
many things.
We've got the original power rankings. We've got the original breakfast of winners. We've got the obviously the piccolo and drum. You know. No fife was available.
Mm-hmm. We tried.
I mean,
crazy. How about I believe in America?
We believe in America. You're wearing a goddamn American flag shirt.
No. We all won the Masters. We had the Italian, yeah. you know, at the Masters. Oh, the yeah. Italian, the whole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Slamil, Slamazzo.
All right. Here's what I propose, because yes, we're obviously going to have to loop in the chapter leader, and there's.
And he's sensitive.
We have 30.
Very.
Millar, we have 30 people in our chapter, and we have 30 people who listen to the podcast. Terrific. So I'm assuming everyone's listening.
Plus Kyle.
So everyone.
Let's survey.
We're going to do a survey. Everyone write this number down.
If only somebody was good at surveys and how to compute.
But I know the guy who I want to compile the data. Send a text message to Ian Cowis, 716-0500, with what you think about what we should do here. If you don't have text messaging, email him at ian.cowis@gmail.com, and then let's see where the data hits.
I think I gotta tell you, I think if you sent that also to KGB up in Chicago, Cincinnati.
Oh, he's live.
He might come back down here and play again. And I miss him. I didn't know there's 10 minutes left. I would give anything to play with him. Oh, that was my best time.
Hey, he's coming.
Guess what?
He's coming for the shit show.
Sweet.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
You'll see him in a few weeks.
The good news, he's got Ian's number and email. So
everyone, may have some suggestions.
I want to make sure this is clear. Everyone, contact Ian about this idea. And secondly, when it gets close to the tournament, ask him about the pairings.
Ask him about the pairings.
If you can, in your text or email.
Request a pairing.
Yes, but also use a golf pun. Like, I'm looking forward, F-O-R-E word, to the next round. Can you let me know who I'm playing with? He loves that shit. He loves it.
Hopefully we can have a ball. Yeah. He's a big fan. Big fan. He loves getting text messages from everybody about suggestions of how to run the league. It's a good time.
It's a great time.
Well, you know what? Hats off to him. He takes on a lot and he sets it up and he's taken on, I know since I started playing, a lot of crapola and a lot of inconsiderate
fair.
I mean, people say they're coming, then they're not coming, and then they stick them. You know what I mean? That's wrong. We need to stay up on front.
Well, hats off to you
as a team.
Hats off to you for coming with suggestions and massaging the claret jugs at the same time.
Yeah, now, so
this is
very proud of you.
I believe my wife might be listening to this. Everything's fine and dandy. She's talking about massaging my Budweiser can.
Yeah,
it's definitely the Budweiser can.
Yeah, totally turning it in circles. Yes.
It goes with the shirt. It's a good look. It's a strong look.
I mean, as a former HR director at the office that I worked at, I have to approve of that as well. She has no jurisdiction over me anymore, which I'm very happy about.
She's going to love that.
But I'm also a contractor, so you never did. So, you know, we're good. We're good. We're good. Do we want to get into the round of the round questions?
I kind of want a little bit.
I mean, Radish is the, I would say, of MGA lore, the second most important major of the year. And
I've won it, so I would agree. As long as I've won, it's one of the important.
So guys. Yeah, I've got two. So
I had no
and
idea.
Finally got a bastard.
I guess.
So we all have a bastard and a.
Hey, let's slow down on the bastards.
So we've all, you know, the good golfers here of the three of us have a bastard and at least one Bradish, and that's really cool.
What else do you have?
I've got an FU. I'm waiting.
MGA.
I'm waiting on the MGA for my Grand Slam.
You folks both have three majors.
Philly cheese is killing me. I'm like Philly Mickelson. I got to close out that US Open.
So the Marand major is eluding both of us for only one.
And you know the reality?
Joseph only won as well, right?
I have two. I have a Vassar's and MGA.
So, okay.
To go.
But the reality is you have to ask Joe Petrosky to tank. Deliberately tank,
nice.
Or we can't win anything because Joe.
Well, no, he doesn't need a tank. He needs to shoot awesome in DQ. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, right now he's rocking.
But I mean,
all
you're going to get is if Joey wants to play with it, Joey's
13.
So I guess Nikki, you won. I want to tell us about your round.
Little Cap City action.
Yeah, because we're at Capital City. Just you know, you obviously shot like if I recall, you were 2 over through 11. Mm-hmm. That's when you guys started doing shots, and for some reason, didn't work as well from there because there's two rounds of shots.
Were you a sandbagging son of a bitch?
He's not a sandbagging son of a bitch. They did two rounds of shots.
I'll tell you what happened. I just felt like the guys should have a couple of cocktails and enjoy their day, and we did. And then
we did that before the round with a bottle.
No.
We didn't talk about the bottle of mimosas.
No, this is to encourage them and have a better time. Not the name, but it was plenty bad. Scott Woods was plenty great. Bobby DeChambeau. You got to be kidding me. It's down the middle. It's everything in the freaking green.
Fairway Bob.
But
were you a threesome, right?
No, foursome. We had Papa
Joe. Oh, Papa.
And Scotty Woods.
Papa Thomas on. Scotty was me. Scotty is great. Scotty didn't have any tunes.
Scotty, what's up with the tunes?
I need fucking tunes.
I got in the cart and I asked him, I said, you got any tunes? He says, yes. I said, what do you have?
My phone.
I got Ungots. He got nothing. So, anywho, off we go.
No tunes.
And, you know, having a couple cocktails here or there. Out of the nine holes, I dumped it in five of the bunkers.
Ugh.
And those bunkers are not the greatest bunkers.
They were not.
Heilman, greatest bunkers in town.
But if I was playing at the Masters bunkers, I still can't get at them because I suck at bunker shots. But fortunately enough, I had one par.
Don't hit in the bunkers.
One par, two bogeys, a double bogey, and a bogey. So I got, that's where my numbers ran. We're on that. And then outside of that, the rest is history. I'm holding the jug.
You are.
And here we go.
I
texted one of the guys that you played with just because we didn't play with you, so I was trying to get some insight.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he was impressed with, he was...
Smoke a cigar?
Well, no. Yeah. You're fine. You're fine at that. But it was like, he was saying like, Nikki was missing fairways, yet it was just around the green was where you were making your money. You're scrambling, but it was par.
Playing poorly, scoring well.
Yeah, I guess that's a compliment / insult, but that's true.
Well, Nikki, with all of us, there's no, even when we play, there's still parts that are great.
Let me tell you what's comical about Bobby Birkin.
Bring it.
DeChambeau.
Fairway Bob.
He pulled a cigar out because he knew he was tempting me that I'd have a cigar on the back nine.
And then
he knows I'm a weak man.
And then you'd shut it
I'm
down.
I'm a weak man, yeah. So I lit it up. He came over. He goes, let me light that for you. He torched it for me. So I was on a cigar, and then Scott Woods looks at me, and he goes, I'm not going to be jumping down in your chest or anything, am I? You know, look at you going down. I don't know. I'm okay. You know, so off he go. And then every time Bob looked like there was a little cindering, you know, like it was going to
be. Let me light this up for you.
He retorched it. And let me tell you, I didn't have a cigar in my mouth one time and he retorched it. So since the hair's out of my nose. And as an Italian, you need this nose for aroma. You know, this is we sniff out the proper aromas because we cook so phenomenal.
Right.
So good.
But he burned it out. He scorched me. That's okay, Bobby. I'll get you in the next one.
Ooh.
You got Bobby? I played with Bobby the round before. You can't top that guy in par threes. That guy, he takes it back like DeChambeau, straight back, straight forward. He is very tough to beat.
But does he know the quadrant angle of the, I don't know, of some math thing?
Yeah, he does.
Should I have handled that question with the angles and everything?
Yes, he does. Bobby does, but that doesn't...
I'm a journalism major.
But that has nothing to do with his swing. He can know all you want to know. As do swing. No, but he's a blast. Bob's a freaking roarer, man. He just...
So Nicky, as you're playing, and mm-hmm. you know, I mean, if you were 2/11, you obviously knew you were playing well. I mean, are you the one who was like, hey, let me take a look at the leaderboard, or are you playing? You know, because we had the scrap. How do you handle that?
Are you a leaderboard looker?
Joe, I couldn't give a flying crap all about anybody. I cheer everybody on that's right out there. Because to me, it's irrelevant. This game is irrelevant to everything else. Now, if you're a person that's bothered by a guy cranking a long drive or sticking a tight shot
in, you're in the wrong goddamn league.
You're in the wrong. That doesn't affect me one bit because I'm always trying to make my shot. And as in the most erratic freaking golfer in our group, I'm not going to say it. I know what I intend to do. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But my intentions are
to
do such and such. Mm-hmm. And that's right. That's an MGA player.
Did you know early on the back nine that it was, I don't want to say yours to lose.
No.
So you're not a leaderboard looker.
Scott told me, as a matter of fact, at a point, I thought Scott told me that he was close to, I don't know, but you know, not ha-ha in an insulting manner. I cracked another Budweiser. You know what? Yeah, okay, we'll get on with your crap. All I know...
We ran out of beer. What do you mean you're... Yeah, there's no insulting about cracking a beer.
Well, you know...
I fucking ran out.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all irrelevant about what the other player does. You can't go through a round stressing over the other guy. You got to constantly focus on... Back to, like you're saying, the short game. I mean, if I was bothered by a guy on and two... And I'm hitting my third shot, trying to get up and down. I don't think about it. The other guy's only 2 feet away.
You're over the green and four and still chipping.
Trying to get up and down for a par, either one of the two, but trying to minimize damage. You know, I try to focus on it, and I learned all that from Pete, Aussie Pete. You know, when I first started playing, Aussie. There isn't a shot, as you guys can see. There isn't a shot. I don't give a crap. I've seen Pete off cart path, rough, out of trees, hit right, hip left, and dump things on the green and absolutely demoralize the crap out of people.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a terrific putter. But he's always telling me to look at things and minimize damage, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, everything that I've ever learned is through Pete. We don't have any... at all the same type swing. It's a matter of course management and where it grounds out that he's taught me. But he makes Pete's a field player. Pete, like I say, I've watched Pete take it off cart path, two hops and stop, a foot from the pin. He doesn't even think twice about it. There was somebody going, oh my God, I'm standing in here, or I'm in dirt, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He doesn't pine straw, right, left, Pete'll hook. Cut. You've seen him do it all.
Let's tangent for a second.
Yeah.
Last two tournaments, Pete off number one tee has been fucking terrible. What's that about?
He's probably putting too much pressure on himself. You know, he can't wait to play it and play, and then he's coming out.
I think we need to pound more beers before we tee off.
Well, you know where the driving range that I go to, and I stress this very much to all the other guys.
Hold on, practice?
Everybody's
no.
They're all
talking about the bar.
Oh, okay.
They're all up. The guys are all up on the hill, and I text who's ever playing me. I'm on the range, and they go, "Where?
The bar?
Where? Yeah. And then they look, they start, I could see their heads, you know, bobbleheads up there laughing. And they go, he's down there.
He's down there.
He's warming up.
He's doing
up.
What he needs to
First,
do.
First, you got to get your head out of it. Because realistically, we're not that good of players. You can go up there and go pound balls on a driving range.
It doesn't matter
range.
If you're good. We have fun.
No, I know. But hear me out. You go on the driving range and you pound balls, which you should do. I think you should loosen up and find where it is.
I don't believe in any of that, but go
but
on.
But when you get up on that first tee box, as minor as our league is, there's a lot of stress on you. You get there and you're as nervous as those guys on the PGA Tour.
My favorite thing to do, and... if Sensitive Ian is listening, is to put new guys on their first time out, put them up absolutely A number one off the tee.
Yes.
I think that's so fucking fantastic. I love that.
I love watching it.
What is it, like getting in a fraternity or something? You get a panel? You got to take the panel?
Yes. Yes. Be in front of 25 guys hovered around the first tee. Mm-hmm. You've never played with this group before. You probably know 1 to 3 guys that are in this group.
Mm-hmm.
You are up. A number one. At it, sir.
So, I appreciate that. That's good.
There's video rolling.
I'm actually going another direction on that.
Oh, I love that.
No, I like it. But my point is, I love it when they do it and then they hit a good shot.
That's the feeling. Absolutely.
Like, that first tournament after, like, I was in the second group or whatever, and I got one. And I was just like, I feel like I want to do, like, Happy Gilmore, just walking around doing the bowl dance. Because I'm like, well, at that point, I could have taken on the world because I'm like, everyone's watching and suck it.
At the Bradish, you were on the tips, and I ran that video. You were A number one. Obviously, you've been in this for years, but if the video and everybody around of 1A tee shot, whether it's from the tips or it's new guy, of hitting that, and you had a good shot, too.
Yeah.
That is probably...
It's the nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
That is half of my enjoyment of playing each
time. I agree. Yeah. We were at... Okay, we were just here at Southwood, and I can't remember who was up there first time. You could see him put the tee, you know, the ball down.
Yes,
the
yeah.
And you're going, God, please let him hit a shot.
Yeah, hit a good shot.
One. You know, that was Cameron. No, I was going to say Cameron was
the first one
to Southwood. Okay.
Cranked the ball but out that, and down.
That's
and
what
you
I love.
Going,
when
oh
they
my
get
God,
there and they get it. It's
I hate to say this, but not hate to say this, but an enjoyable part, let's go back to this. An enjoyable part is you're so stressed out for that guy. And when he hits the ball, you go, oh my God, thank God he hit the ball.
the cheers on A1 teeing off when it's a good shot are the best cheers of the day.
I agree.
And I love that. Even better than on 18 when somebody's got it won or it's a clutch putt.
Oh, no,
you know,
it's
like
totally
a Kilarn that Joey didn't make.
The roars coming off the first tee box are like Pro Tour. You know, they're all stacked up there and they're waiting to see everybody tee off.
That's a great time.
It is. It's great that our group also cheers off every group that goes off in front of them and they're all supportive. That makes it that much more enjoyable. But I think that's how our group is in here in Tallahassee. I think we're connected really well.
Well, I love it because I can tell what especially the first couple of tournaments. If I have a newbie in my group, I try to play with them just because. But like the first tee, they take a like they're like I'm gonna finish putting and I'm like you can but let's just go up to the first tee and watch these guys and you know some of them if they need extra time I say all right I'll leave you the cart but I encourage you just. Become part of this, and it doesn't affect your game at all. But it's part of the experience. No, I love it.
I think new guys watching first tee is the like you said, like the fraternity indoctrination.
Yep.
Come watch the first tee. Come cheer. Come boo. Come pound a beer, and let's get on our way. And it's going to be a good time. So agree. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, good or bad, even
the good is better, but the bad is also kind of funny.
Even the veterans, let's say, that are on there, when we hit a bad shot, and you know everybody taunts it, you start laughing. But you know what? Yeah. It takes a little weight off your shoulder.
Like, all right, I suck too.
You know it's okay. I shake. Big deal. It's gone out of bounds. Well, tough poop.
Especially all of us. No matter how bad you are on hole one, you're like, I've hit worse shots than that. Mm-hmm. I've definitely hit worse shots than that.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Ward's basketball court has seen many balls out there.
Hey, Millard, you want to
take a break? Do we have a sponsor?
Take a quick break and
what about Nicky Maz Screen Service? I think that's our sponsor,
hey,
right?
Nikki, yes. Actually, we'll let you do. Give us a little pitch. I mean, you do screens. Who's
yes, I do.
If you need screen service, let the people know how to get in touch.
I do screen enclosures, yada yada yada. But don't call me, okay? I don't want any work. I don't
do
want
do not call me.
Don't ever call me.
I would rather be in the corner pocket than doing your screen.
I have many of other I have a lot of offices that are located throughout the town, and I would be there if you want to come talk to me in person, and we'll discuss it.
Sometimes at 10 in the morning.
But don't call me and don't overload me. No, I'm just kidding.
So if you ever need a screen, show up at Corner Pocket at 12 o'clock on any day of the week, and that's, meet with Nikki Maz. So we'll take a quick break, get some refills, and come back in a moment.
Yeah, no, truly, if somebody needs a screen porch or some screen work, don't call me. Okay, let's take a break. All right.
Okay.
We're live. We're doing this. We're back on.
Yeah, not. Continue on.
Okay, so back.
There are no secrets in TLHNG.
So back to, which would be wonderful, if there were a two-tier, and you have two different groups in here sitting in here and doing the podcast about, you know, each level that we're going at. I think that would be a blast. I'd love to see. You know, that's going to encourage more people to come on our group. And the growth in this town would be easy.
I like that we grow organically. That it's not a... Like, I've seen some other chapters be like, you know, hey, we're playing this tournament. You know, come sign up for the MGA. We don't have that. We have friends of friends, you know, who say, hey, I'm having this great time over here. I know you want to get back, you know, playing golf. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Come sign up. And, you know, as one member stated... Some of the guys play music the whole round.
Oh, can you believe it? You gotta have them tunes, Matt! You gotta have the tunes!
Not in our tunes. Group. Nobody in our group said that, right?
It's a guy. It's one of the guys.
Whoa.
Now, he wasn't saying it wasn't a negative. He just couldn't believe
detrimental.
It. He just couldn't believe it. He's like, but they're that...
He's a new guy.
Progressive.
And he came in.
I mean, he was saying that as in good or
yes,
bad?
Yes, like as in I'm having such a great time. I'm not used to playing golf this way. Some of the guys play music the entire time.
Oh, I'm glad. I thought you were saying the other direction.
No,
needs to be chucked.
No,
I'm
well,
sorry.
He would not be invited.
You lose the guy in the turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
We've had our fair share of one and duns, I think. Yeah. I don't know of too many of them.
Which is fine. If it's a one and done, it's not for you. That's fine. Right. That's worked out for all of us.
And not a one and done, but I know you know him. What is the status of one Matt Felt?
Matt, which still works part-time under Pete. Aussie
right?
Pete.
No, yep. I know. That's why I'm
does.
Asking.
Yeah. You know, he roller coasters in his life. About these guys.
We don't need to turn this thing south. I'm just asking.
No. He would probably love to play, but...
A little up and down, that's fine.
He's a little bit... Well, let's put it this way. Let's just go to this. Every guy that...
Am I going to be sorry I asked?
No. Okay. Let's go to this.
All right.
Everybody that plays out there can't wait to go play the next tournament. They're signing up. They can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, if an individual is not signing up immediately, they're... You know, they're not looking in that direction. They may just feel like they have other obligations or whatever. Whether it's financial or it's just not their drive to do it. But our group of guys cannot wait to play. Every time you come in there, they're on a team. Everybody's together before we tee off. Everybody's on the first tee box. That is a collective of highly incentive. Can't wait to be with a group of guys playing competitive. They're all competitive.
Yep.
Every guy's a competitive. And the killer is, I've never played with Tom Lang, but I've seen him swing. But
that
I think
cat can swing it.
I can swing.
Oh, he looks freaking great.
He's a 3-iron instead of driver guy.
Oh, no. I've watched... Hey, you know, if you were to take the list of our players...
So, T-Lang, let me interrupt.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
T-Lang has never played Country Oaks in Thomasville, where we're playing on Saturday. Texted me on Monday and said, hey, I'm studying the scorecard. Can you tell me about these holes of, you know, when does water come into play? What do I need to do on this hole? I see it's a short par 4. Can I drive the green?
You know the great part about that?
That's so fucking
That
pure.
Goes to show you, exactly. It goes to show you that technically, that guy can play whatever shot he needs to do. He may look on when he gets on that first hole, he may go to hell with this. I don't know. I've never played with Tommy. I just see his numbers. Well, I've watched him. He's, you know, he's either been forward or behind.
When you do play with him, good. Yeah. He's wearing a pullover.
What? The Longhorn.
Long sleeves.
Yeah.
Either the FSU or the Longhorn pullover. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but he's been beat.
Sweat his ass off.
Yeah, I know. He's in front or behind me. He's like in a workout routine. But the guy cranks and turns every shot. Everything looks grand. You know, he might go to that first tee box and take an iron out and just crank it down there.
God,
you'll
do
and
that
there
on
are
every
many.
Damn hole.
There are many people, exactly. And there's out of what I've seen, and again, you know, I haven't seen everybody in there, but I know that Joel and Ian could take an iron out and they'll jack that.
Yes,
they'll send that thing like a rocket down the pipe. I mean, just smoke the living dog crap out of a freaking ball.
Piggy Bear takes a divot the size of my head.
Well, that's the thing. If I could hit an iron like that, I'd just put the twist face away.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I don't need the driver. Yeah. If I can hit a fucking iron like that.
No, I can't hit an iron like that. I can't
well,
do it.
Well, that's yes and no, because it depends on the course. There's roll, there's ravines, you know, there's uphill in our town. You need to carry. You know, a lot of our courses, you need to get the ball up in the air.
Well, Thomasville doesn't have a whole lot of
water.
That's
flat. That's Flatsville.
It is very flat, and there's not a lot of water, so it is very much placement.
Right.
Off the tee.
And those three guys could easily pull an iron out. Those three.
So Ian could hit 8-iron 180 off of every tee.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
Pretty standard for
straight
you.
Up. That's what he does.
It's well, good definitely between the three of them. Well, again, I haven't seen Joel.
Well,
I mean, not Joel, but Tommy. I haven't seen Tommy. Other than I've watched him from far, you know.
You can stroke it.
But everything he does is looks grand. But the other two guys I have played with, and I know that they can smoke a freaking iron, which is incredible how far they hit. It just baffles me. They're ball striking. But back to all the players, all the guys that I've played with all have phenomenal moments. There's not anybody that's in our group that can't crank the ball, can't hit a great shot, can't do this, can't do that. And that's...
we have our moments.
Well, that's the MGA.
Yeah.
That's why it's mediocre.
But it's why it brings you back. Like, you're not hitting the occasional great
kinda,
shot.
You're kind of all right.
Right. You well, know. That's back
I,
to...
I birdied number 9. You're kind of all right. I tripled number 10. Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, it's the real world. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you're one of us. Absolutely. I love that you fondled that trophy. That's right, so
get
awesome.
In there. So
I'm not letting go of this.
Nikki, we have one more champions question because you were a champion.
Yes, sir.
And as you know, in the Tallahassee MJ, when you are a champion, that also comes with one other thing beyond the trophy and the big check, and that's the rosé. So tell us about your rosé, Chuck.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Okay, let me tell you where I went. And I probably consumed at that point 8 to 10 Budweisers.
Bud Heavies. We're not lights. We're not ultras. We're Bud Heavies.
I don't think...
You call them Budweisers.
Let me tell you this.
The correct nomenclature.
I grew up, there was no light, okay?
It's not so,
I believe in the numb, okay? I love the smell of Budweiser in the morning. It smells like victory.
It smells like victory.
But no, so there was no light freaking beers when I grew up. So you guys call it Bud Heavy. It's dog doo to me. It's water and something else. But anywho... When you guys ask
do you
me
look
to
down
do that,
on me for drinking this Natty Light Tall Boy?
I don't look down at you. I just don't look up at you. But
what a great answer. What a great answer.
Bravo.
No, that's the title. I don't look down at you. I just don't look up at you. That's it.
You established the title for this podcast. That is well done.
We'd like this.
That is well done.
I don't know what to tell you other than I had to drive after that. And I saw support with other guys when they had a drink, that rosé that might have been put under somebody's hood, by the way, warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it cold?
Sounds right.
Was it chilled?
No, I said under somebody's hood, the hood of the car, after they drove off the turnpike. So I started chugging it down, and I looked for support, but I got nothing.
Well,
I had no support.
We weren't going to drink it for you.
I've seen support.
I mean, we will help finish it, but you have to. So
I drank down this much of the bottle.
You did
for this much of the bottle. I had the
for
bottle
having
stuff.
As many Bud Heavies as you. I'm sorry.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! So I drank down that much of the bottle. I have the bottle, okay?
You still have it?
I do. Nice. Of course, it's with my trophy. But anywho, I just untaped it off this. But anywho, and not only that, I thought, and this was a very upsetting part, I watched everything on TV. You know, when you win the British Open, that you pour the champagne in there and you drink it. I try to pour it on top, it wouldn't go in because somebody sealed the top of my
bottle. We need to show you a video of one fairway Bob.
We need to show Bob took a shot out of it last year at Township, and the first time it didn't work, so we poured it in. But here, let me show you something.
This is a visual movie. Right,
Hold on.
We need to talk about the waitress with big tits first.
Well, she was fantastic. She's also like a biological science major, smart cookie.
So she figured out the degree.
You actually talked to her? I just looked at her tits.
So it's like I can't show everyone this, but Nikki, I'm just it's like a luge. You basically shoot this shot down here,
right,
and then it goes down, and then it basically just skips right in.
Well, I
so that's the only way to drink out of the Claire jug, since they don't allow you to actually put it inside.
So our sponsor, Township, Fairway Bob, got the large chested server to be able to do that.
So now you know.
Yeah,
I understand.
But anyway, back to the rosé.
No, let's go back to this. Now you brought up something interesting. I didn't understand that, and I didn't know the history of how that all went down about the rosé jugular act, where she drops it off between the cleavage, drops off the cleavage, and it goes down here, and then he drank it.
Well, that was a Township.
I know that. Well, I'm not finished.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When I looked up, I didn't know that. But when I looked up, there was a guy standing there in his kelp with a skirt on.
Well, Dan P?
Yeah, Danny P was the guy that was standing there doing what you were saying, and I didn't understand what he was doing. I didn't know that was a tradition of somebody to pour it off. Danny wanted to do it off himself and then down in my mouth. And that's one of the reasons why. That's why I didn't drink out of it. That's why I didn't drink out of it, okay?
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Celtic man still.
I can't do anything with that.
I'll do a lot of things, but drinking something off Dan P, with all due respect, is not.
Hey, listen, and I appreciate, man. I tell you what, my best rounds I've ever had are with Danny, the dude, Petrowski.
And Uber Phil?
I've never been.
He might have played with Phil. I don't know if he's played with Phil.
Danny, the dude, Lebowski, is the guy I've had my best rounds always with. But he didn't wear the. He didn't call me the dude.
Yeah, he had no kilt. Yeah.
He didn't have to kill it. But anywho, no, I didn't know that. And I apologize to you guys for not chugging it. But if I did, you would have seen me list to the side.
Yep.
And then I'd roll down the hill. Capital City, you saw me go all the way down to the bottom of that hill.
So what I'm proud of you is you didn't want to do it. And I understand after, you know, several Budweisers.
Right. Couple of, yeah.
Yeah. But then, and I'm so proud of you. You said, fuck it, I'll do it. You put that rosé to your mouth, you chugged, and it was maybe 5 seconds in, and you went to stop.
And then I asked to re-engage.
And then you said, fuck it, and I went right back up.
Commit to it. I like it.
And I was waving guys on. I need some support, or I'll keep going. Well, but then somebody's going to get me when I go down that hill, roll sideways.
But nobody else won. Is my argument there?
Oh yeah,
you won that. It was your chug.
Thank you.
But
yeah, it's your rosé.
Your 5 second chug into the bottle, and then went to put it down to quit. You're not a quitter.
No, I never engaged.
It went 30 degrees down and then right back up for 2 more seconds.
Yeah,
so proud of you.
I did. That was great. I took a portion out of the bottle. I have it. I took a portion out of the bottle.
I gave your chug rating probably more than
20% maybe. But
that's all right.
I gave you a strong chug rating, I guess. More than anything, it's kind of like one of the things that we're saying before. It's part of the Tallahassee MGA, which other people don't.
Nobody else does this,
and it's almost like it's kind of, I don't know, stupid is not the right word, but it's just it's unique. It's unique. Yeah, and if you get to win, well, here's the good news and the bad news. You get to chug a bunch of rosé, and that's both good news and bad news.
And then you're gonna be hammered.
Yeah.
I need to remember that. I didn't feel hammered after drinking it. But I did.
You never do because you're high from winning the damn tournament.
I was actually thinking one of the things I did when it got passed to me, I was looking at the year. I had it over on my forearm, and the year wasn't right. I was.
It was a bad year.
You prefer a better year for your.
I was thinking of 64 Chateau Lafite. You know, I didn't know I was going to get some rosé from 2020.
But here's the tough thing. Nikki, our rosé budget isn't strong. So no.
We're in the $6 to $8 range.
Yeah, actually, I think you once got a $12. That was fancy as
really.
The one I had.
No.
Oh, well, that's what
you're shit.
No, I think Joe bought that at a CVS.
And it was warm.
They mostly warm. Are.
A little warm rosé.
I think it was under the hood of somebody's car.
It could have been.
I took a swig out of it, and there was steam coming out of my yapper. So I don't know what to tell you guys.
It definitely could. So we're about to head, in a couple of days? It's Thursday. We play Saturday. We're going to head to Thomasville for the four championships, which is the equivalent of the TPC at Sawgrass. And one of the things that Millar and I like to talk about is just we tend to be wrong a lot, but we do like to speculate about who do we think is going to win the next tournament. So
we make bets.
Yeah,
we take them to Biloxi, but we make bets.
Yes, it's definitely legal bets, Nikki.
This is
it's definitely
not here.
Biloxi, because the Beau Rivage and us have a nice agreement where we can make Tallahassee MJ bets at their sports book. So, but my question to you is,
yes,
if you had to pick a winner on Saturday at Thomasville, who you got?
Do you need the list? I can give you the list.
No.
Oh, shit, he doesn't need a list.
Nicky Mass don't need your fucking list.
He don't need
list.
A fucking list.
Well, Joe Petrosky, obviously, is out.
He's not playing.
No matter how much he fudges.
He's not playing either. He's out this week. He's had some stupid anniversary.
To be honest
bullshit.
With you, I don't understand why. What's Tommy have to give up? How many strokes?
I think he's at six.
Lang's at,
that's a strong pick.
Yeah, I know that, but there's a lot of players that... You know, or 2 to 4. I know the Hustling Prick Ian's there. He'll call it. What's the chance of rain?
No, Ian's going to finish second. So
whoa. Chance of rain 60%.
Yeah, scattered 40%.
That's what he pulled off the last time. He yanked the carpet out from under us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm through 12. Call it. I know.
He's at the 9. He yanked
Ian.
Lizzie
is at 6.
Let me tell you where I am. I think that Tommy has not broke through. I think Tom Lang is going to win it this week.
That's a strong.
I like it.
I do. Because I think that Tom can play, he and Joel, like I said, and Ian, but Ian's probably going to pull out a driver somewhere. I know that Joel will take it.
Mm.
He'll pull a wood out. Ian will.
Hey-o.
But Joel can hit an iron, but Tommy can... hit an iron, a wood as well as his iron straight. I think that Tommy's past due. I think that Tommy's going to win this.
Wow. I
do.
I kind of agree. That's a strong bet. I like that.
I think that he can course manage himself around that.
Give me some
he doesn't have it. He doesn't have a weak part of his game from what I've heard. You know, there's putting, there's chipping. Now, granted.
Dude was a high school golfer. High school.
Well, a lot of the guys have. Joe, you were high school.
Yeah, I played high school.
Okay. Yeah, but Minnesota doesn't count.
You bogey golf, cool. You're on the team as a freshman.
You shot 94. You're our A player.
Where'd Tommy go?
Palm Harbor in down in Tampa.
Oh God, dear God, we're done.
Yeah,
exactly. He's got it. No, but truly,
but he's never played this course before.
But it doesn't.
He studied the card.
It doesn't. Well, okay, for him to even go as far as he's going to ask you the question and then him research further, Tommy's looking for a win.
Am I an asshole for giving him tips on...
It wouldn't matter.
No,
it wouldn't matter.
Well, I want to win.
It's in... You know, but...
Oh, I've won there before. Never mind.
But Matt...
Sorry, Bob.
Matt, the reality... You did win there. That's right. I remember that. Matt, the reality is it's all in front of him. There's no uphill, downhill. It's just, you know, right, left. But he could see that. Everything that's on that golf course is in front of you, and it's not long.
That course is very straight, too.
How the fuck do you only have one penalty stroke? You hustling prick. Hustling
fucking
prick.
And what's the other guy?
Callis is at 2.
Jesus, between the two of you guys.
Hustling fucking prick.
That's right. I've been throwing up 90s for a long time.
I tell you what, hats off to you for even pulling that off. I've been
throwing up 90s for a good while.
I will make. I haven't played since our last tournament. I haven't been in Tallahassee for only 3 of the days. Here's my bet.
I was gonna say let's all pick 3.
No, I want to start with 1 because I'm getting confrontational
Well,
now.
Who you picked? You guys never told me who you are.
That's what I'm trying to do. I will beat you with strokes in Thomasville.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, but if we tie because I'm leaning 5, A tie, I win. So it's I'll lay 4.5.
That's fair.
Instead of the full 5.
Take that, Matt.
It's still, you still have better value.
Matt, you
Nicky,
Matt,
you're a straight shot.
You hit the ball straight. You got to be kidding me. I'm taking that.
$50
mm-hmm.
in.
Oh wow!
Good. Done. God, I love podcast. I haven't won. I haven't won one podcast bet.
No, yet. You did. We pushed last time. We went 1-1.
That doesn't count as a win.
Well, let's talk about this.
Marlins won today in 12. By the way,
good for them.
I've not heard your picks.
Well, I agree with you. If I had to pick one, it would be T. Lang. I love T. Lang. I think he's a blind course on a straight course with not a lot of water, not driver off the tee an awful lot. He would be my pick too.
In deference to Nikki, and for good content, I'm going to force you to pick somebody else because he's already got dipped.
Thank you.
Well, fuck.
Well, he's the fucking champ.
No, understood.
Hey, when you get the jog, the recent
and,
jog,
and since,
you make
since
your own
you
pick.
Mess it up, hey, I'm going to pick our chapter leader. Chapter leader Ian.
You didn't give. You said you were.
No, I did, and then you fucking hesitated, and hesitating is for weeks.
No, fuck you.
So I'm taking the hustling prick.
You
Ian
know why? You know why he's not going to beat Tommy Lang? Because Tommy Lang has better short game than Ian.
No, that's a fair point. I think Tom Lang and Ian would agree that Tom Lang has a better short game than Ian.
Mm-hmm. I think Tommy can win.
I think Ian is going to... I don't know if he's driving his Tesla up there or not, but he's got his new Tesla.
He doesn't have to stop for gas. Fuck. Well, so since my top two picks
have?
Are gone.
You picking yourself?
Ooh, boy, intimidating.
You don't like yourself. Like, with one stroke.
I have very low self-esteem today.
That's why I gave you
that's
a shot
today,
to pick
but
yourself.
What about on Saturday?
I got 6 strokes. That's why I can't pick me, even though a part of me is like, pick yourself.
So I have 1, and you're giving me 4.5, so I'm essentially 3.5 up to start, right? Okay.
No. I meant I'm actually... It was 1 versus 6. So, yeah, I mean, you're 4.5.
4.5.
Four and a half.
I got you. Here you go. Check this out. A little one time. A little Allen Ball.
Allen's been playing strong this
coming
year.
Home with the big check. Allen Ball.
Allen's been playing well.
That guy
plays
more,
actually, for that
he plays
course,
more golf than most of us.
And that course is good for him, I think.
Can I tell you why I don't think Allen will? And I like the crap out of Allen. I play with Allen. Allen hits a draw. There's a lot of left to right holes.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I think he can pull it through.
Okay.
I mean, for I would say for maybe 30% of our group this week is going to be the first time them seeing this course. I think this might be Allen's first time seeing the course too.
Could be.
So maybe his game just, you know, the cool like part? Like T. Lang too just kind of says, okay,
yeah,
well here's the hole.
But,
let me go play it this way.
But the reason why I said Tommy's because Tommy strikes. Tommy's picking a place and then Tommy's drilling it. Kind of like that's what I like about Joel. I mean, Joel comes off the tee box. The problem is Joel can be a little erratic around the green.
Joel needs to bring that big dog out to eat more than he does.
No, not on that course.
You're right.
Yeah, not on that course, but overall, I agree with Millar. He's got to let the big dog.
He's got
to
let that big dog eat. And
oh yeah,
yeah.
Did you see him play from the tips of Southwood?
At Southwood, just fucking let's go.
When Piggy Bear won at Killarn, I told him on the back nine on number 10, I said, "Man, let that big dog eat." That motherfucker won.
Oh, he can. Because
Steve can't putt, but you know,
he can do whatever he needs. He can't
putt. That putt is still rolling right of the hole.
Wait, whoa.
By the way,
he can't putt.
No, Steve can't putt.
Oh. That's not true. Steve took it away from you at the
okay,
Killarn.
Okay, let's everybody calm down.
Hold on.
Let's everybody
take it away.
Let's everybody calm down for one minute.
Let me get one point in.
He
and
made
that
a playoff.
Jesus Christ.
And that is if we did a podcast
Nikki,
about...
you have to leave now.
So I gotta go.
We did a podcast about Millar lost in a playoff, it'd be a really long podcast.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if we can walk through.
Are you
opened
a can of worms, mister?
Fuck.
Now you're going to have to bring on the people
but when I lost to Steve,
you cramped up.
I saw you cramp up. It was at Seminole, and it was for a Bastards. I have since won a Bastards. I have kind of forgiven Steve.
You just said he can't putt.
Well, did you see that putt in the putt-off against
that
Piggy Bear?
No, he was downhill, a left-to-right putt. That was not an easy putt.
Well, I don't care if it was fucking easy or not. It sucked. That's the worst putt I've ever seen.
Ever?
Well,
I think your
punt, I've had a lot of.
I think your punt was pretty non-impressive at the Killarney
and then Steve. Oh, against Pete.
No, that was no. Pete. Steven took that putt.
Oh, at the Bastards at Seminole.
At Seminole.
The Bastards at Seminole. No, that was a terrible putt.
Thank you. Well, you can't. So how can you?
I had a worse putt against Pete at Killarney.
Yeah,
that was by far.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered.
That was my worst putt.
It wouldn't have mattered if he putt well. Pete would still bury anybody in the putting department.
Yeah, I don't want to get a putt off against.
Don't get Pete. Not against pressure.
Pete. Not against Pete. No, I agree.
No,
I agree.
Freaking no, way.
I want
man.
No part of that.
Best, I agree.
Pete under the gun.
Except
is the best freaking pressure.
Give I want Tom Lang again, and I want him to embarrass me again. I don't care. I just want to redeem myself, or at least get close.
Well, why don't you do that on an off thing so you don't do it in front of everybody?
I know, no, but I prefer, Nicky, if I'm going to embarrass myself, I prefer to do it in front of everybody.
Oh, okay,
in front
I understand.
Of everybody.
So,
okay, so
being in the last group when everybody's watching, you like doing it that way, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good time. Good time.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to do.
You might that's be what I'm careful talking about. What you wish for.
Yeah, you're right.
Friend.
You're
you
right.
End up in there.
You bury that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you guys having me on.
No, actually, we were about to.
Are you wrapping this up?
Oh no. Yeah, I'm closing down.
He is, but but Nicky, I'm going to bring up one more topic because we Millar and I basically just got. For to use the Tallahassee MGA term, we just got Nicky Mazz.
We just got Nicky Mazz.
So the term, Nicky, did you know the term Nicky Mazz?
What is? Yeah, go ahead.
When one gets Nicky Mazzed, we just did.
We've all been Nicky Mazz before, but what that means is basically.
What does that mean?
It's like that round, like we have that. Oh, I'm gonna have one more drink at the bar with Nicky, and then
this is after the awards, all the festivities. Everybody's being.
Yep.
You know, I'm finishing my drink. And then
next thing you know, it's 2 hours later. If you had two drinks, you forgot fucking where you were because you're just having a good time.
A Nicky Mazz.
That's why it's getting called Nicky Mazz. So
a Nicky Mazz moment.
Nicky Mazz.
We just got Nicky Mazz.
I'll take a Mazz moment.
No,
right now with you guys.
No, it's
yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Getting Nicky Mazzed is kind of like that first tee. It's an indoctrination. If you have not been Nicky Mazzed, are you really a Tallahassee MGA participant?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Because most of us have, especially the OGs and a lot of the younger non-OGs. Everyone's been Nicky Mazzed at some point. Because you just have, like I said, it starts as a drink, and then it's like, I have another drink, and you're having a good chat.
It's not even having a drink. It's you know, so, you know, you finish a 4.5-hour round, we have our awards, and we have a drink, and then we have a drink, and then a few people leave. A couple mm-hmm. other people leave. We have another drink, and then it's 7:45, and we're having a good time. We're drinking with Nicky Mazz, and you look at your phone, and you're like, oh shit, my wife has called 19 times. I'm out of here. I gotta go.
I gotta get
and
out.
Nicky
of
Mazz
here.
Says. Let's do one more.
But
and you say, you're damn right we're having
damn
one
right
more.
We are. And that basically, that's one of the highest compliments you can get from being a Tallahassee MGA member.
If
you got Nicky Mazz, it's one of the highest compliments.
If you are a Tallahassee MGA member and you have not been Nicky Mazzed, are you really a Tallahassee MGA member?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, I appreciate
it's
that.
A fucking good time.
There's a Mazz moment. I may not remember all of them, but I'm sure that they're enjoyable. Yeah, what you guys are telling me.
They are.
I may mess them.
They are.
It is a rite of fucking passage.
It really is. And for what it's worth, I'm not sure we remember some of them either. But
yeah,
that's how it goes.
I'm sure you're probably true because I probably wasn't there. I probably said Nicky Mazz moment and I left at 4:45, but you guys are still there at 7:45.
That's the other thing.
Why? Also that. True. Also
I
true.
Know more of that than what you're saying.
Nicky is so good. It's like the once I'm done, you're like, you're hanging out and you're like, no, I'm done.
No, I'm out. I gotta go. My wife's called 19 times.
My niece's husband calls me Nicky Taillights. You look up, he's talking to you, and you look up, you see his tail like his whole ass. He's already gone.
He's out.
He left. Oh, because I believe in America. God bless you, gentlemen, for bringing me on the show.
Well, that's fantastic way to end.
Yeah, so coming up on the next podcast, why I believe in America is really the best way to get Nicky Mazz.
Hey there, Big Voice Guy here again, wrapping things up. Check back next time for another rousing edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this podcast without the express written consent of the Tallahatchie MGA is prohibited. Son of a bitch, you guys take this thing seriously around here, huh? Well, I'm gone.